Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
What does it mean to glorify God? Glory. Glory to God in the highest. Glory means to exalt, to raise up, to worship, to praise. And I think in the back of our minds, we know what it means to glorify God. But in our actual lives, maybe not so much. So let's talk about that a little bit today. It's not very difficult. It's evangelizing by, I don't know, throwing God's name out there, by bringing God in to your life and those around you. Glorifying Him is praising and worshiping Him throughout your day with little things. Yesterday, I was golfing with my husband. Oh, if you could see my fingers, I'm doing air quotes over here. I was golfing, if you will. Some holes were pathetic. Other holes were great. And it's a humbling sport, no question. And I, on the very first tee, because I haven't had a club in my hand in, geez, a year and a half almost, I prayed to Jesus. In my mind and in my heart, I said, Jesus, please come and play with me. Play this game. Hit this ball for me. Very interesting kind of process I went through there. Brought the club head back and boom, I nailed that thing. And guess what? I didn't nail it. Jesus nailed it. So my husband says, whoa, bombs on the first shot. And I said this, it wasn't me. It was Jesus. And he kind of looked at me and I said, I asked Jesus to swing this swing for me. And of course, most of the rest of the round, I, you know, forgot all about Jesus and came back to myself. I got upset on a couple of holes and I would, you know, give that up to God and say, Lord, I'm giving this anger and this frustration up to you. And I'm praying this out loud so that my husband can hear, because I'm glorifying Him. I'm exalting my life to Him. My actions, my emotions, my day. And that's really how we glorify Him. We just bring God into our lives and those around us by sharing our praise and worship. And I've said it before in a simple way, but giving credit where credit is due. Everything should be given to God. And therefore, we are glorifying Him through our words, through our actions, and to other people. So how is it that you are glorifying God in your life? And it doesn't have to be a public spectacle, right? Glorifying God in your own way, in prayer, with a deep, meditative, contemplative moment with Him, whether it be in front of the tabernacle, in the church, in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in adoration, or even in your own home. Exalting and praising and worshiping Him doesn't have to be something that we always are out there showing, speaking, talking about, living life with God. It can be and should be, in addition to, both and, not either or, in our quiet meditation, our little prayers throughout the day. We should be glorifying God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming into my life. Thank you for healing this wound. Thank you for helping me get through this struggle as I was so weak in that moment. Thank you for your mercy in this beautiful confession. Thank you for this nourishment of you in the Eucharist. So let's spend a little time contemplating how much we glorify God in our lives and through our lives, our words, our deeds, our prayer, and ask Him to come into our hearts in a real way. Glory to God in the highest. Let's make our lives a true testament to how much we love, praise, and worship the Lord in everything that we do today. Because we're going to live today in this moment. We're not going to think about tomorrow. We're not going to replay yesterday. Today's a brand new day to live in God's glory and to help others see God in our lives around us, fulfilling our discipleship and our evangelizing requirements as Christians. Glory to God in the highest, and I pray that you find moments all day today to give Him glory. It's kind of a short one today. I've got a radio interview on Relevant Radio, so I must move along here. But I hope to glorify God in many, many ways today, even on the radio. And I pray that God touches your heart in many ways today. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.